Aircheckdownloads.com.
Oh, hang on a second. I see Upper Wallingham's coming in from behind here. It's Simon, who reckons he knows the voice. Simon.
Hello there.
Hello, Simon. How are you?
Not too bad.
You don't sound it. You sound like a slug on heat. Come on, build up, man.
Well, I'm at work, you see.
You're at work?
Yeah.
Oh, what do you do? Feed adders?
No. I run a shop, actually.
You run a shop?
But I better say no more, because it might be advertising.
Aye, of course it'd be advertising. What's it sell?
Telecommunications equipment and security stuff.
Oh, excuse me. I wish you'd speak in plain English. What's telecommunication? You mean telephones?
Answering machines, telephones.
I've got an answering machine. Actually, I think we ought to have a competition one day on the best answer phone in London, because some of them are great fun. I used to put very funny ones on. I think they were funny anyway. Trouble is, I used to get hundreds of people who just used to ring up just to listen to what I got on the answer phone. And I've got one of these remote control things, whereas I can be anywhere in the world and I can ring into my own little answer machine and hear myself in case I get lonely.
Yes, that's very good.
It's quite nice. And I can also change my message remotely.
Oh, I know exactly what model you've got then.
Shh, I bet you don't. It's American.
It isn't something to... I won't give the name away, but it's not a 90A something.
No, it isn't. You see, Simon, you think you know the voice and you don't even know what telephone answer machine I got. To think I'm sitting here for bananas. Simon, that voice, who do you think it is?
Well, I have a feeling it could be. The voice doesn't sound too familiar, but what he said, it sounds as if it's John Bloom.
Who?
Mr. Bloom, the washing machine magnet who sort of fell from grace.
A washing machine magnet? What's a washing machine magnet do? Keep it together.
He had a lot of, you see, he...
Washing machines are run by electricity.
Yeah, I know, but all the money was magnetised to him, but...
Uh-huh.
Then someone else had a magnet, and it all went away.
Ah, isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Ah, did he lose all his money?
Well, almost, yes. I should think he kept a bit for himself in a few places.
Can we, perhaps... What I think we ought to do before we actually go back is just listen to that, a short clip again, of that voice. And now, you reckon that was John Bloom, the washing machine magnet?
Washing machine king.
The washing machine king. Well, let's have a listen again.
I think everybody would like to be financially secure, you know. I mean, I personally, has been one of the things I've always aimed at, you know, financial security. Because if you start with nothing, that is, I think, another reason for driving yourself. It does help, you know, when you sort of get up in the morning, you think to yourself, well, although everyone sort of, you know, rather... It helped tremendously when it came to the thing of whether, you know, people criticise the thing once again of us making profits and not, you know, it was a decision whether we should put up prices of washing machines and then, you know, and then consequently I'd be worth more money, you know.
There was the clue. Putting the price of washing machines. I think you're right smart. I think you're very clever, actually, Simon.
Am I right?
No.
No?
No.
Disgusting. AirCheckDownloads.com.